The number one question I get from people is now a good entry point into the market? You guys are the only person that can really make up that decision. But what I want to discuss right now is basically how much the market can correct and basically when. But to find out that data, we have to go a little bit back in time, because the mainstream media and a lot of YouTubers out there are saying, you know, the crash is coming. But they've been saying that basically since the beginning of 2020. So what I thought I would do is I would go back and get some historic data to figure out from 2020, if you would have bought in 2020 or 2021, where would you be today? And then let's look at today's numbers to figure out, is there affordability in the housing market or not? So that's today's discussion. So what I thought I'd do is I'd go back and figure out where we were at this time of the year in 2020. And the same thing in 2021. So the first thing I want to see is, what was the median price of a home back in those days? So we go back to this chart and we can see right through here, I'll try to find this for you, is Q1 of 2020. Let's go to Q2 of 2020. So the average house price at that time was $322,600. Okay, so I'm gonna put this all in a chart here in just a minute. So then we go to Q2 of 2021. What is that price? Q2 of 2021, $382,600. Okay, so then we continue up to Q2 of 2022. Holy shnikes, that's a major increase. That is $440,300. So those are our entry points on what the price would have been for that home. So now what we want to do is we want to go back in time, and I know you can't do this, but amuse me for a second. Where were mortgage rates Q2 of 2020. So we go back to our handy dandy rate sheets, August 20th of 2020. So we're gonna look at a rate at 3.06, 3.07. It bounced around a little bit there. Okay, so 3.07, I'm gonna say. That's the norm there. All right, the next piece of the puzzle is Q2 of 2021. So let's go to Q2 of 2021. We're gonna see a rate at 2.94, 285, 284. Let's go 285 on that, just for hypothetical reasons. And then what is the rate today? Well, the rate today, I can go up to this piece and we can find out the rate today is 5.84. So let's put all this in the context. Let's put this onto a spreadsheet and break it down. So in Q2 of 2020, we saw prices at $322,600. Rates were 3.07, putting your principal and interest payment at $1,331. Okay, that's cheaper than what it would be to rent in these days. Q2 of 2021, we saw prices go all the way up to $382,600. The rate was 2.85, putting the payment at $1,534. And then we push it all the way out to where we are today, Q2 of 2022, we see house prices at $440,300, rates at 5.84, put your payment at $2,516. It's almost double where we were 2 years ago. So let's put some of this in the context. If you would have bought a house in 2020 when everybody was saying, don't do it because the market's gonna crash, and you sat on the sidelines, well, maybe you couldn't find a house. That's a legitimate argument as well. But what I'm trying to do is, if you guys don't get my agenda yet, I'm trying to debunk all those sheep that are following these people that you're just preaching a false narrative. Okay, so if you would have bought a house in 2020, where would you be today? Well, your house values, based on, I just gave you all the information, is up 36%. 36% from where we were just 2 years ago. That's nuts. You know, I haven't seen house prices move that much, I can almost say ever, other than in 2008. But there's a huge difference between 2008 and today. And I have several videos going over that. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines for the last 2 years, you missed out on a 30% run in the housing market. So what does this tell us? Well, I agree with you. Home affordability at this point is nuts. But to rent, the other option that you have is to rent. So you guys, what you need to do is, if you think you're ready to purchase a house, you need to talk to a lender to figure out what you can do. And that's what we can do for you here. And you need to talk to a realtor to figure out, is it cheaper to rent and to buy into your specific area? Because everything is localized, okay? My market here in Chicago is much different than it is in Orlando or Austin or San Diego. But let's go back also and look at this data. So we've seen house prices run up almost 40% in 2 years. So if you look at that data, if we have a market crash, where is it going to crash to and to what extent? The other piece of this puzzle is the when. Okay, so let me give you my feedback. I think houses prices at this level are gonna just stagnate because the supply isn't there. It's coming, and it's coming dramatically as home constructions get put into place at the end of this year, because when supply chains and everything else fix themselves, at the end of this year, we're gonna have a glut of homes. So if I'm a home buyer, I'm probably gonna sit on the sidelines. I'll probably stick my toe in the water right now just to see the temperature of my local markets, but I'm probably gonna hold back a little bit and see what happens in Q4 of this year, because we're going to have more supply coming to the market, and demand is what the Federal Reserve's trying to do, is they're trying to halt the demand. So at that time, you might be in a sweet spot if you haven't bought yet. But these numbers, if you've been sitting on the sideline for the last 2 or 3 years, because you've been following those out there that are just preaching the false agenda at that time of home ownership's going to crash, you missed it. Okay, now what the market's going to do from here to the future, I can honestly say, I don't know. Okay, but what I can tell you is mortgage rates should basically stagnate at these levels. It ran up too fast, too high, too fast. Okay, we're teetering on a recession. I'm going to go over the economic news here in just a minute to show you the jobs market's still pretty darn good. There's a lot of job openings, and we're going to start seeing inflation start to taper down. That's going to make another market shift on where rates are going to come down a little bit, but the home affordability is still, as you see it, house values are up almost 40% where we were 2 years ago. What's going to happen in the future? I honestly don't know in that piece of the puzzle, but again, you guys have to do your data searches in your local area. Please talk to a mortgage advisor. That's what we would love to do for you. And also talk to a realtor, because everything is localized. So now the main reason why you're here, what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates? Because as you saw in my last chart, house payments basically almost doubled in the last 2 years, putting home affordability, I agree, out of the reach of millions. But also the other flip side of that coin, do you know rents are up about 20% in the last 2 years? So that's your alternative. But based on this, let's figure out where mortgage rates are going to go, because that's a piece of the puzzle that I monitor. So the first economic piece we have today is GDP was confirmed at in its second review right now, and they adjusted it from a negative 0.8 to a negative 0.6. I'm sorry, we were at negative 0.9. The estimates were to come in at negative 0.8, and they actually came in at a negative 0.6. So that means we had 2 quarters of negative GDP. The other piece of the puzzle is look at the initial jobless claims. So here's what I think is really going on with the jobless claims and job claims in general and so forth, because the data is a little bit conflicting, but if you really dig into it, here's what you're going to see. You're starting to see a lot of people getting laid off or quitting their job. So initially what they do is they come out of that job and they go into the initial jobless claims. But what's happening, we're seeing, is that number isn't really correlating with the long-term unemployment rates. So what the analysis is or expected to be, is people are losing their job, going on short-term jobless or unemployment claims, and then soon after that, they're finding jobs, because there's 2 job openings for every person looking. So this is basically the economic news we have today. So based on that information, what's going on with mortgage rates? Well, here's what we do. So what I focus in on a daily basis is the immediate reaction that the market's having on the data that we presented. So what I look at is the mortgage-backed securities market. You can see it right here. Today's flat, because the GDP number came in actually a little bit better than what they expected, and the initial jobless claims were actually lower than they expected as well. So that is basically telling the market, we're okay at these levels. Okay, so we have no adjustments in the MBS market based on today's news. But let's see where mortgage rates are. Basically, this is where we were at the end of yesterday. So this is the adjustments that took place yesterday. The MBS markets were way down yesterday, and we see across the board here, you're seeing about an eighth of an increase in mortgage rates. But the shocker here, not too long ago, we had the 30-year fixed right in this column right here. Was it 3.25? 5.25. We're at 5.84, and that was only 2 weeks ago. So rates are starting to rally once again. But again, the Federal Reserve Chairman is speaking in Jackson Hole tomorrow, I think it is. Yes, tomorrow. And a lot of the news that he gives out at that conference is going to be a worldwide event. So we're going to pay close attention to that data that he provides us tomorrow to get a direction on what the Fed's next steps are. So if you like my content, you're like, hey, Dan, I'd really like to reach out to you to see how you guys can help us. What's the best way to do that? Well, all you need to do is go over to therateupdate.com. I'll get my big head out of the way. And here it is. You can do a whole bunch of things. As you can see here, you can now chat with us live, and Nico is live online right now if you'd like to speak with him. You can also reach out to us by calling 844-775-5626. Or we do have this feature too. I love this, and this books up usually every day. How you can book a meeting, and we'll do a Zoom event with you live one-on-one to discuss your unique situation. So that is my report for today. My name is Dan Friel. I do this every day. I hope for you to join us tomorrow. And if you like my content, all I ask you to do is give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell every time I post a video. You get an alert. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.